Back before Midtown Reno was one of the trendiest neighborhoods in town, it was a collection of empty buildings looking for startups with a do-it-yourself attitude. That includes the Holland Project, an arts and music space that started in 2006. Executive Director Britt Curtis got the idea for it after moving back from Seattle, where she saw a thriving youth culture that allowed people of all ages to participate in its art scene.
Traditionally, teens are an underserved population, especially in Reno. There are tons of activities for kids, way more for adults, obviously, but the serving the teenage and like under 21 population is not on the forefront of everybody's mind, I think.
The reason businesses don't cater to this crowd is because it's not a very lucrative one. The Holland Project does not serve any alcohol at its shows, and a majority of the bands featured are at the beginning of their careers, so they don't bring in a lot in ticket sales. It's for this reason the Holland Project has had to make several moves over the years. Along the way, the venue has expanded its offerings to include workshops and gallery shows for local artists. And it's attracted bigger acts like Ty Siegel, Future Islands, and just this past August, Sacramento-based Chick Chick Chick. But it's not all about the bands. The concert venue has built a loyal following among young adults who continue to attend shows even after they're of age. That includes people like Matt McIver, a 27-year-old graphic designer from Gardnerville who started going to their shows as a teen.
To be able to access a place where you didn't have to be ID'd, where there was no necessarily curfew or your parents being worried about, like, is this a sketchy place where they're hanging out, the Holland Project opened the door for that, to say the least.
Even with its success, the music hall faced the prospect of yet another rent increase, prompting Curtis and her executive board to launch a campaign to buy their building. Through private fundraising and partnerships, the space raised 90% of its $600,000 goal just this year. The last $60,000 they garnered through hundreds of individual donations, including $1,000 from Reno City Council.
Commercial rents are going up really fast, and if organizations like that can't hold on to their building, they'll be priced out of the area, priced out of the urban core, and their mission in serving youth arts community would be in jeopardy.
That's City Councilwoman Jenny Breckus, who earmarked the donation for them. Although Holland Project has been fortunate to keep their space, other businesses have struggled amidst rising property values. A mile north from the music hall, the one-acre Lost City Farms announced this month it would be forced to move after their lease expired.
I mean, it is the age-old story, right?
Britt Curtis again.
Is that, you know, artists move into spaces because they can afford them and nobody else wants them. And, you know, landlords are happy at that moment in time to have somebody pay something, you know, to beautify their space. And then, you know, people start coming to the neighborhood. They see how cool their buildings actually are. And then, you know, all of a sudden their value is up and, you know, they see dollar signs and it doesn't make sense to keep those people that made the neighborhood what it was.
Rebounding property values are a positive trend for the local economy, but can pose challenges to keeping neighborhoods diverse. According to Curtis, many other cities are fighting to keep their all-ages venues afloat amid urban revitalization.
Even in the last 3 months, we've read about like more than 10 closings. So this is happening in New York, it's happening in San Francisco, it's happening all over the place where these organizations that have existed, and some for more than 10, 15 years, have been forced to close their doors.
For Curtis, the best part of seeing the Holland Project's evolution over the last decade hasn't just been the headliners, but seeing the homegrown talent.
The sold-out shows are definitely amazing, but for me, some of the cooler things have been when there's just a handful of people in here, and it's a band that you're seeing perform for the first time, or a local act that has a lot of magic and excitement around them. And yeah, I don't know. I could never pick a favorite, I don't think, for me, because there have been so many really special ones. But I know other people have their favorites.
Julia Ritchie, Reno Public Radio News.